Okay, so what you're about to hear is actually the tail end of a recording session I had with two of my friends. The former half will be a separate episode. It concerns Skyrim, a video game. I don't know if that's really a lot of people's style, but that's something we all have in common that we wanted to talk about, so I decided, hey, I mean, I might as well upload it. We went on to start talking about things like politics and just personal beliefs, really a variety of things, and that's more the kind of content I want to upload. So I decided to just make it an episode in and of itself. And that's what this is. So it picks up in the middle of a conversation. Sorry, I hope you don't mind that. And yeah, it kind of ends abruptly as well. But there's some interesting things in there, in my opinion. So I wanted to share it. All right, well, hope you enjoy. And before anything, I wanted to thank my sponsor.
I mean, when it comes to free games, I'll definitely just try, but I...
That makes sense.
You
can
have space.
But, like, when it comes to money, I'm really stingy. Especially if it's, like, super expensive. But I guess that's, like, the whole point of demos. Like, the demo that I have that I really want, like, the full game for, is the Spider-Man VR. I played the demo, and I was, like, hooked on it, and I look at the price, and it's, like, $60, and, like, I don't want to do that.
Is it just me, or does it feel like demos are getting rarer and rarer?
I haven't seen a demo for anything for a very long time.
Yeah, like, back on the 360 days, I feel like pretty much
everything.
Any game of interest, you could try a demo. But now it's, like, you buy it or you don't, scrub. Fucking give us your money.
I mean, because there's so much more sources to look at walkthroughs and look at demos played by other people. Even though, of course, I understand that you want to give it a try for yourself. I think that's what the fault is. They're not letting people try for themselves. Instead, they're just letting, you know, the famous YouTubers or streamers try. And I think that's kind of like a...
It's a smart marketing.
Yeah, it's definitely a way to make some profit. It's, oh, if my favorite streamer likes it, then I'm probably going to get it. And
people can be so dedicated to their influencers that just if a company gives their influencer something for free, they're like, oh my god, this company is amazing. And then they just like lose all their brain cells and they're like, I'm going to do whatever this guy tells me to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Too much of society like that.
Welcome to the Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Good mythical morning.
Copyrighted.
Copyrighted.
Oh, it's not. We're not using React like the Fine Bros, okay? So we're good.
So stupid.
Yeah,
this whole copyright
that whole
system is just, and YouTube's not helping in any way whatsoever.
You use something that somebody else said demonetized.
And they don't handle the copyright suits.
I think
that YouTube channels place. So, for example, a YouTube channel with 93 subscribers copyrighted a video from, you know, this somewhat big YouTuber who makes music, copyrighted one of his songs that's purely original. He created it all by himself, got copyrighted, and, you know, YouTube wouldn't help whatsoever. You know, it's like, we just kind of give out, you know, it's like, oh, this person is copyrighting you, but we're not gonna touch it whatsoever. That's between you and them. And so the guy tried to contact the information, the fake information, obviously, on this this YouTube channel, and basically, a lot of YouTubers, especially small ones, are really getting ripped off, and nothing's happening right now. It's probably becoming worse. YouTube's thinking about, instead of, you know, trying to deal with the situation, they're gonna destroy content entirely. Like, if your video seems at all any inappropriate, we're just going to delete it off of YouTube, you know? Or we're going to disable comments on this video because there's a child in it. It's just crazy.
It's like the sensitivity has just gone off the charts. Yeah.
Jesus,
I mean,
why does it seem like everything's getting crappier?
She just moved Canada.
It's just, it's the interconnectedness. There's never been a world before that has had such interconnectedness to everybody else in the fucking world. And I don't really understand why that means that if I say, fuck you, Dylan, somebody else on the other side of the world might be like, hey!
Exactly.
You can't do that! Oh my god, mom! You know, it's like, it's between the people involved. Who are you offended for? Okay, this is a great... This is from Daniel Sloss. And he's a stand-up comedian. He made a great line. He has a sister who had a disease. I forget what, but it was like left her in a wheelchair. You know, she was mentally incapacitated or whatever. And she died or whatever. And he made joke. He loved her to bits. He made jokes about her and stuff. And sometimes he would just make rude jokes, you know. She was a stupid ass bitch. This is not quoting anything. This is just making up an example. This stupid bitch just fell out of her wheelchair. And the audience would be like, oh, you know. And he's like, who are you offended for? Who are you offended? It's my sister. It's not you. It's my sister that I'm talking about. Why are you offended for her? You know? It's a good point.
I've never thought of it like that.
Who are you offending? Am I offending you? Are you a paraplegic? Am I talking about you direct? Even if you were a paraplegic, am I looking you in the eye and saying, hey, fucktard, why'd you just drool on yourself? I'm not. So why are you getting all antsy about it?
And Dylan has left the chat.
I'll be back, boys.
Where's the Skype sound?
I actually haven't used Skype in, like, years. I wouldn't know.
Oh, wait, we can't say Skype. We'll be
copyrighted. Demonetized.
Demonetized.
I say this, YouTube, and watch all these triggered children all over the world just come and rape me.
Fuck you, YouTube.
Fuck you!
No, oh, I just did a Chinese accent and I'm a white man. Are you gonna demonetize me? Yeah, I don't know. The sensitivity dial needs to be turned down.
Yeah, like, nobody can really make a joke or share their own opinion anymore because there's gonna be somebody that takes a huge deal and starts like showering hate on you for like thinking that. I was like, yeah, it's just my opinion.
I understand if my actions are causing you to, you know, causing your life to become more difficult or whatever, that you would then take offense to me. But if I'm just saying words on a voice recording and you're listening to words and you choose to say, hey, I don't know this man, he doesn't know me, and he's not doing anything to me specifically, but I'm gonna take the time out of my day to be offended by what he's saying, you're just making your own life miserable. I don't understand why you would do that. And in doing so, it's like some sort of disease. You just spread it to other people. You spread it to the guy who said the thing. You spread it to your friends who have to support you because the guy said the thing that was offending. And it just becomes a hassle for everybody involved.
I'm pretty sure, like, World War III is just on the internet.
World War III. No armies are going to be raised because everybody's going to be like, are transgenders allowed?
Oh my god, the whole gender thing.
Is it sexist if I say that transgenders are allowed because then I want them to go to war and die? Or is it more sexist if I say they're not allowed because they're not fit to fight? So I don't really know. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm calling a Sweden on this bitch. I'm going to sit over here. You know, there's not going to be, if this is how politics are going to be focused, there's going to be no progression made. If we're all focused about our goddamn feelings over what somebody we don't know said, how are we going to focus on the more important things, like creating a situation that is better
for the next generation in the first place. Creating something where they don't have that hatred in their hearts because they're happy with their lives and they're not worried about the economy collapsing, pollution, you know, destroying their trees, the big boss man taking their money because they don't know how to file their taxes. Focus on the bigger issues.
Dylan has entered the chat.
Damn it.
What are we on?
I just vented.
Ooh, let me join this venting process.
I'm talking about people who get offended.
Still?
In fact, with like the whole gender thing, like, this gender doesn't exist. For me, like, I honestly don't care. If you want, I will describe you as whatever way you want me to describe you. But if I assume something and I, because I don't know, you know, I that's my only choice. I can only assume. If you look downright like a dude, I'm gonna look at you as a dude. But like, instead of getting all offended whenever I say he or she or, you know, some way show that I think you're a guy or girl, whatever. I would get a little irritated if they're like, you thought I was a dude? No, I'm a girl, or like whatever. Mm-hmm. How many genders are there actually? There's like a lot, right?
Gender is a spectrum. That's a recent theory. But I think I would have to disagree with you about calling people what they want. I'll give you a pronoun he or she. That's fine. That's what this all started out with, anyways, really, isn't it? So I'm fine with, if you have a penis, I'll call you a she if you really want me to. But if you're giving me these weird ass pronouns, then
I only know boy girl. That's it.
I think there's one that's like Zoe. I don't know. But why in the fuck am I gonna take the time out of my day to go ahead and make you comfortable over a word? I'm not oppressing you. I'm not harming you. I'm not restricting your freedom to believe that you are something other than male or female or transgender or whatever. I'm not restricting that. I'm just not participating in it. It's my choice to not participate in your pronouns. It's your choice to not use the pronouns you had your whole life. You can call yourself Zim, Zap, Zonkle, Doodle Do. Do what the fuck you want. But don't, why am I gonna change my life for you? Would you, it'd be like if I told you to look at me and not think I'm fat. Look at me. You see that I have 200 extra pounds on me. You need to not see that. You need to look past that. I know you're not gonna fucking look past it. You're gonna look at me and be like, wow, he's a big boy. Okay. That's my fault. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I'm not gonna expect you to change your view of me in that sense.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. I also think that these people who are trying to define gender as a spectrum and get on this whole train, I believe that they need to be more understanding that, you know, we aren't just gonna change our lives around what you think is right or wrong. Like, we were grown up to be... We were grown up around the pronouns. Like, these have been around our entire lives, generations, all the way to as far as we can remember as human beings. Like, this is natural, and you're trying to bring this imbalance and expect us to just learn it immediately and get so offended and triggered if we don't learn it. And it's so stupid. And what's the word I'm looking for? It shouldn't be expected of us.
And if I might just throw something out there. If this, I know this is just you, the three of us just talking right now. But let's say that this were to go get out there and just, you know, have people listen to it or whatever. This is just us spitballing off of the top of our heads.
Correct.
This isn't something we've discussed at length before. This isn't something I don't know about you guys, but I don't sit in my room thinking about this shit because I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, I really don't care what you think is right. Like, I think what I want right, but don't try to change what I think is right. You know,
it's like starting a war over religion.
Exactly.
My God is right and yours is wrong, so I'm gonna start killing your people. Bitch, I'm gonna start killing your people because you're killing my people. What? What did you expect to come of this? I was just gonna back down?
Okay,
holy goodness. What's his name? Jerry? You named your God Jerry? Praise Jerry!
Oh, yeah. I'll pray to him every night. Where do they find these words for these different genders, and what makes them each?
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's something for like the English majors out there.
I feel like I just did some deep Google searching. Okay, binary. Okay, binary. So male and female. Okay, binary. Okay, non-binary. So I'm not male or female. And then they just kind of go off of tangent of just trying to find the scientific terms of what is what. And say non, or say say something else that relates to
non-fluid, non-binary.
Exactly, right.
I don't even non-educated.
What makes up a human being? Okay, non everything of that. Got it. As me.
So you are. Wood? Wait, I think there are some components of wood in the body. CO2.
I am water. That's what I am.
Expect the world. It's expecting the world to revolve around you, essentially. When you're saying, okay, I know I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm not a girl, I'm not a girl, boy. I don't think I'm anything that we know. I'm gonna say that I am, and this is just some fucking Bill Cosby words for you, a badonkadoo or something, because I don't know any of the words. And now that I have identified myself as that, everybody else must respect that. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't think respect. I think more understand. Because, like you said, I'll respect your decision as long as you don't force it upon me to change my lifestyle around.
Based off of you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a good thing to discuss, actually. Is it that we feel, okay, I'm just gonna speak for myself. I don't know if I necessarily respect the decision that you choose to identify as a badonkadoo. But it's just that I'm not going to infringe on your human rights because of it. Mostly because I don't give a fuck. But also because I'm not a dick. I'm not going to say, you think this way, so you're wrong, and you should be told that you're wrong. I don't think it's necessarily that I respect it, because... And again, this is just spitballing off the top of my head, but I just don't feel that emotional, like, respect for that decision.
Yeah.
You know? I guess I would have to think about it a little more.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same, because, like, I don't... You can think whatever the hell you want, but if you have a penis, I'm gonna see you as a guy. If you have a fucking pussy, you're a girl to me. You know, if there's something wrong down there, I don't know what to call you. A badonkadoo, whatever you remember.
Everybody, let's just become badonkadoos.
Yeah, like, typically I just guy, girl.
And here's the thing: I will call you the opposite gender. That's fine. Because I believe that people can feel... Personally, I believe people can feel like they were born in the wrong gender. In the wrong skin. You know, they were meant to I can kind of see that. Just like there's no way to control whether you're gay, straight, bi, or not. Now, all this other stuff, like, what is it? I know it's in law terms, pedophilia, but what are they calling themselves now?
Maps.
Maps, yeah.
Yeah, one of those I've never
heard. Those are minor attracted persons. So,
something like that.
Pedophiles. They're attracted to minors. They're like rebranding themselves as maps.
Non-contact maps.
No contact.
So
maps.
I'm allowed to think sexually about children, but I'm not going to act upon it. And that to them is considered okay because we're not acting upon it.
You know what? Fuck it.
I mean,
think about it.
I don't feel comfortable about it.
I don't feel
that's how you feel. That's how you feel.
It grosses me out. I'm not going to lock you up. I'm not going to beat you up if thinking about it. If you ever act on it a little bit, if you ever take a step towards a little girl, I'm gonna put my fist through your teeth. But if you're just thinking about it, okay, I can't control that. I can't control the fact that you are attracted to women, so I guess I can't control the fact that you're attracted to minors as much as I may want to.
I remember seeing this guy, he was sexually attracted to his car, and he had sex with his car.
Autoerotica, isn't that it?
I didn't know there was a word for it, but there was like,
that sounds about right.
Yeah, he had sex with his car like almost every day.
That's pretty hot.
And yeah. It's amazing. Freaking Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, you're not hurting anybody. Other than maybe yourself. I mean, I can't imagine. How do you fuck a car? The first thing that comes to my mind is the exhaust pipe.
Oh.
I was thinking that. You're probably right, actually. For some reason, I was thinking about the gas
tank. The gas tank?
Yeah, the gas tank.
Ooh, your dick would be so cold. We'd just freeze it off. Or, I'm sorry, what would a woman do?
Grind up against the bumper.
The shift.
The shift.
Yes.
Can I borrow your car? No.
No. Yeah, you're not going anywhere near my car. Because I swear, my car was white when I bought it.
It wasn't me, I swear.
I have to wear gloves while driving my car, okay? I don't want to have to do that.
Just imagine, like, all the people we've triggered in just this whole conversation. Just even talking about games. Just, like, it could be the smallest thing. And then everybody will, like, well, not everybody. A lot of people will get triggered and, like, you know, put all their hatred in, like, one little thing. It's unnecessary.
You know what does stump me, though? Would you say that there are things that you are justified to get offended about?
I mean, give me an example.
Like, let's say somebody called your mother a whore.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely be offended by that.
Be offended.
Because that's affecting your personal life, right?
It's my mom's.
But, like,
someone that's close to you. You're saying that you can only get offended if it is part of you?
I don't know. That's what I was gonna go on to say is I don't know. That's what stumps me about it. Like, you can say all day long, like, you're justified in getting offended about this, but you're gonna get offended about somebody saying this online. But what are the definitions? What are the parameters that allow you to be offended? Because I think that's the problem that a lot of people have, is they think that the parameters are expanded. They think the parameters encompass everything.
Yeah, right.
And we're like, no, it only encompasses this portion.
I think you should only be offended if you feel either you're personally attacked, or...
But that's the thing, people do for
that. I know. Or I wouldn't know how to explain it.
It's
relating to something that you really care about deeply, and someone is attacking.
Like, I want to say, if it negatively affects your life, then maybe it's worth it. But at the same time, you can take that, tell that movie that movie sucks.
What? That movie right there, RoboCop. Bro, I freaking hate that movie. I cannot.
I love that movie. You're making me sad because I like that movie and you don't. See, what are the parameters?
How petty it can be to how serious the topic.
But petty is so subjective. That's the problem. That's why this is becoming an issue in the first place, is because not everybody is offended about the same things. So who's justified? So the three of us could be completely in the wrong in the majority of everybody's eyes. I think, honestly, in the majority, we're probably right.
Well, majority is usually telling... I mean, so not
is it like majority rules?
Majority usually rules if we think about, you know, all throughout history. And
to me, I just kind of feel whatever. Like, if somebody just say, fuck your mom, you know, I'll get a little irritated. But there's also the option to just ignore that too, you know? You don't really have to.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. It
really is. Especially as, like, if you're any sort of aggressive at all, it's really difficult to not, like, hear something that is obviously meant to offend you and not bite it. Like, take the bait. So, really, ultimately, there's no win-win. There's no winning situation. We can... If, let's say, you and me and Dustin were given supreme power by fucking God to decide what is allowed to be offended over and what isn't. Let's say we had that power. Okay? Jesus. Let's just say we did.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Because we were the chosen ones or whatever. Just like people say, that's not my president. That's not my chosen one. You know? So there's really no winning situation. There's no solution. It'll just continue to spiral. And until we have to either say, you know what, fuck it, suffer. Or... Actually, I don't know what the or is. What happens if we don't just say, sorry, you have to suck it up? What happens?
We confide to what they want.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I mean, no one wants to do that.
But then what would that mean for us, though? Like, let's say...
That means
what
we lose our power.
No. I'm talking outside of that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Sorry. I should have mentioned that.
Okay. And that example, now let's talk.
Yeah. Like, I'm just talking about, like, in America alone, maybe.
Okay.
Like, what do we do if we don't say,
you gotta suffer.
You can't. You have no legal right. Because essentially that's what it is right now. You don't have any legal right to, like, fuck somebody up because you got offended over something. So if this act, this movement of, like, make America plushy again continues to persist, how do we stop it? We just have to let the people suffer. We don't give the people what they want. And then what does that become? Fucking, like, some tyrannical government.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're saying. That's exactly what these plushy, you know, liberals are saying. Like, the tyranny of the government, the tyranny of the masses that are oppressing us, and we don't like it. So we want to change it.
I think it's more of like a cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
One side has to be right. There's no balance. One side has to be right.
But neither side is right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What is right?
What's right? What's wrong? We're in a circle.
You know what I think should happen to us?
I don't give a fuck what you think should happen.
Okay.
Are you offended?
I don't need to be offended. I don't need to care what the fuck you think. But, wait, what was I going to say?
Good job.
I think God just should throw a freaking meteor at us. What did the dinosaurs do? That should happen to us. We're just a bunch of dicks walking around.
Turns out the dinosaurs were having this exact.
Like, what the fuck? Everybody's offended. Oh, fuck. We blew it, guys.
There's like some dinosaurs on the side. It's like, well, we might as well just get it. We can't do anything about it. Pretty much deserving.
We'll just become fossil fuels, I guess.
We'll just power some cars. That's our purpose.
And yes, I can see into the future. I'm a dinosaur. Well, that was a nice transition from Skyrim to politics.
And moral.
So you can never...
I literally have three markers down on the times at which we transitioned. Like, the first one, I didn't catch on, so it's like, the first marker that's like, within 10 minutes or so of us going off topic of Skyrim, and then the next one is in within like 5 minutes or so.
Hold on,
what bathrooms are there?
Downstairs and upstairs.
Outside.
I'm gonna go downstairs because I'm
in. You and I made the same joke. Outside.
You're smart like that.
You guys went outside?
No.
Oh.
It's a joke, Dustin.
You know what I'm gonna do?